stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Friday, March 21st, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate all the text messages, comments, back and forth during the break. Randy Walker, I sent him the flyer on the promise. He said, I've seen this in person in the past. Amazing experience. Something happening right here in northern Michigan, folks. The 4 days before Easter Sunday, April 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th. Now, you can view it online on their YouTube channel. You can also watch it on the church's website. But I plan to go with Vicky to see it in person. I've always wanted to go to it. I knew about it. We've been here for 14 years and never went. This year we're going. So we're excited. If you want it, just text me New Hope and I'll send you the flyer and the link to the website where you can watch a trailer. Very, very well done is what I've heard. And Randy Walker said, amazing experience. So appreciate that, Randy. Thank you for the feedback. One of the things, as I'm looking at Lansing, we're going to get this story started. We'll finish it at the bottom of the hour. The Senate Department of Health and Human Services Subcommittee digs into the state's top worries of the possibility of losing some Medicaid funding under the Trump cuts. Michigan would see $1.1 billion less in funding each year if Congress adopts a proposal lowering the 90% federal match rate for states' Medicaid expansion for their residents, according to state health department officials. Earlier this month, the U.S. House moved a proposal to reduce the federal health care and energy sector spending by $880 billion over 10 years. An item in the recommendation is to reduce the federal matching rate for Medicaid beneficiaries under states' expanded systems, possibly decreasing spending by $561 billion over a decade. For Michigan, it could mean returning to a federal match rate of only 65% instead of the 90%. The subject was zoomed in on a meeting of the Senate Appropriations Senate Committee overseeing the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. The Senate committee meeting lasted just under 2 hours. The chair, Sylvia Santana of Detroit, joined healthcare activists right afterward for a press conference that says, don't Musk, Elon Musk's last name, don't Musk up Medicaid. Megan Groen, the senior deputy director for Department of Health and Human Services, Behavioral and Fiscal Health and Aging Services Administration, spoke to the Senate panel for more than 40 minutes. If that 90% were to go away just for our IT projects alone, it would mean $115 million in lost funding to the state. Well, have you guys been overspending? We'll talk about it at 11:35. My insurance agent, Farm Bureau agent, Tristan Cole, next segment, we'll be right back.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three on this Friday. Joining us right now on the line is my Farm Bureau insurance agent, Tristan Cole, over in Bel Air, Michigan. Good morning, Tristan.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
I'm good, good, good. Hey, you know, I'm thinking about these kids. We've gotten a couple of, you know, save the date kind of things about graduation parties.
Yeah.
And it started making me think about, you know, gifts that we've given in the past. Usually, you know, we give them cash or a check, and, you know, they can go out and enjoy themselves, party, celebrate with their friends or whatever. But, you know, I was thinking about it, and a lot of these kids are taking off for college, and they're doing other things in their lives. Maybe they're going to vocational training, which requires student loans. You know, they're thinking about maybe going to work, buying a house, whatever. And I'm thinking, you know, these young people are so young and healthy. It would be so much more of a, like, welcome to adulthood. It's like you now are an adult. And instead of giving them cash or writing them a check, why not buy some life insurance, especially prepaid, and say, here, you now have something as an adult that you can rely on for the rest of your life. It's paid for, or maybe, you know, we put the down payment on it and you have to start making monthly payments. Welcome to adulthood. Would that be a good idea in your opinion?
Absolutely. A lot of people don't understand that, you know, when they co-sign for their child or grandchild or the neighbor kid's student loans for college, that, you know, if something happened to that, you know, tragically happened to that kid, or even an adult for that matter, that's going back to school, they are on the hook for that loan. And a lot of these kids, you know, they're going off. There's going to be some parties. We all hear tragic stories of something that, you know, catastrophically happens to a college student.
Yeah.
What a great way to help them set up their lives, as you mentioned, and protect their future families by helping them, encouraging them, and even paying for the first month, year, 2 or 3 years to help them get a life policy in place while they're young and healthy.
Well, one of the things I was thinking about, especially after I got this notice this week, it was kind of interesting because this young person that we got this notice for, it's a grandchild. Uh-huh. And, you know, I'm sitting there thinking, you know, all the other grandkids, you know, we've gone through so many of them graduating, you know, we send them money, we send them a check or whatever. But this particular grandchild, I already know, wants to go to school to be a doctor, actually a veterinarian. And I'm going, whoa, do you realize how much debt a four-year education, then 4 years of vet school, and going through the apprenticeship, like Dr. Jeff, our vet up at Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie, has described on the show, I mean, you're looking at $500,000-$600,000 in debt. And I'm like, whoa, I don't know if I want Jacob, our grandson, and his fiance Mia, she's the one going to be going to vet school. I don't know if I want them to have that responsibility hanging over their head if, God forbid, something happens.
Right. And so let's have a conversation about that. Let's, you know, you can encourage them to call me. We can go through the underwriting process, get them approved, get them rated. We can get a premium amount. And if you decide not to move forward, that's fine. No, there's no harm, no foul. You'll know what it is. And then if you decide to go forward, you can say, look, you know, grandson, granddaughter, you are, you know, we want to help you pay for this life insurance policy for X amount of time. Put our account number in there, and it'll automatically draw the, you know, $26 a month for the first year, 2 years, 5 years, maybe the whole time.
Sure.
We want to gift that to you. Or you do a, you know, a single premium policy. You know, maybe you're in a situation where you want to put down, you know, a couple, $2,000-$4,000 on a policy and then never make another payment. There's so many options. Maybe you want to set it up where you overpay for that life policy for them and help kickstart, you know, building cash value there. So when they're 50 years old, they may be sitting on, you know, a couple $100,000 in cash.
Right.
There's so many options, but at the bare minimum, help them get a, you know, 10-year, $250,000 or $500,000 term life policy.
Well, the thing of it is, as you know, and I've told this story many, many, many times, $1 million life insurance policy when I was in high school with State Farm was like $19 a month. And it was like, are you kidding me? I have nightmares about, now that I'm 67, remembering the cash value buildup of what it was going to be when I turned 65, where I'd be a millionaire. Mm-hmm. And it's like, didn't make the payments, didn't keep the payments up on it. And man, I've worn out my kneecaps kicking myself in the butt, Tristan, for not doing it.
Well, but, think about this. You know, let's say you're going to write your grandchild or son or daughter, you know, maybe $1,000 check for graduation.
Yeah.
You could take that money and you could pay for potentially, depending on how everything, the underwriting works, but potentially pay for $1 million policy, term policy, for the next 3 to 4 years for that child with that money. Mm. And then they are protected during their time in college.
Yes, absolutely.
And they have it to move forward. They can convert it. You know, you've given them at that point in time all of the tools to continue protecting their families, their future families, for basically as long as they want because of the conversion that Farm Bureau offers on those term policies.
He explained it to me. He said, Randy, as you get older, at the time I was planning on going to Michigan State pre-med. I was going to be a doctor. I had gotten accepted into Lyman Briggs College for medicine. And he said, as you become a doctor and get married and have kids of your own, you can always increase and change coverages, but you're locked in at this health rate.
Yeah.
Explain that process to people that don't get it.
Yeah, so we want to lock people in with a term policy minimum to lock in that health rate. We know that a lot of health issues can arise, pop up, and show themselves, you know, as people as they move into adulthood, when the human brain develops at age 26 for men in particular, but in that 18 to say 28, 38 years of age, health concerns can begin to pop up, which would potentially reduce your health rating for a life insurance policy. However, if you're locked in at super preferred, let's say, in that 10-year term, you can convert that policy at super preferred, even if you're terminally ill or have a condition that's popped up for whatever reason that would make you uninsurable. You still have that super preferred status, and that's why I can't stress enough to lock in a term policy that's inexpensive and provides lots of coverage for little bits of money as early as possible.
Well, one of the other aspects of this, too, and I just got a text message, can I purchase a policy to get it started? Can I make a couple of payments through my account and then have them switch it over to their checking or savings account to take the payment? Explain that process real quick.
Yes. So, when we set up the EFT or the electronic funds transfer for the payment, we're just going to put in that account number. And it's going to pull, and then when you're done doing that and decide you're no longer going to pay for that child or individual, we just change the EFT to a different account number at that time. So, okay. Yeah, absolutely. We change our funding accounts all the time for people.
Okay, so then at that point, the grandchild or friend or whoever you buy it for, mm-hmm. they can just change the numbers with you when they decide to start taking over the payments.
Sure, absolutely. It's a gift you want to pay for, say the first 6 months or the first 6 years, it doesn't matter, this life insurance policy. Maybe you pay for it while they're in school. And then, we get them a million-dollar 20-year term policy, and maybe the grandparent commits to paying those premiums while they are, continuing in school, which could be 2, 4, 6, 8, who knows how long.
Sure.
And then it's at that point, it's transferred to, the student's account to pull those payments after that. But remember, a term policy is locked in at the same rate. So if it's $25 a month, it's going to be $25 a month for the entire length of that term policy.
Got it. Well, I'm going to give out your phone number for folks to be able to call you. He's at his office in Bel Air. That phone number is 231-533-6489. Again, 231-533-6489. And also, you can go to his website, TristanCole.com, and it takes you directly to his Farm Bureau office as well. Another text just came in. I have a question. If Tristan can answer this, he's not really sure if he's wording it right, but am I able to purchase these type of policies for my employees' children? He's got a couple of employees that they have kids that are getting ready to graduate this summer as well. He said he'd like to give them this as a gift for graduation. Is that something he could do?
So yes, but you know, still the kid's going to put in for their own life insurance. We'll go through that process, get them rated, get them approved, and then probably the best way to do that would be as well. We could set it up for their account as where the money is taken from, or that's paid to their employee, which would then take care of that cost with their child. But we can absolutely figure this out, and that is an awesome gift to give to any young person.
So actually, he was, I think the way he worded this, Tristan, he'd want his employee to, of course, be the owner of the policy, the beneficiary, but he would be the one setting it up and getting it started.
Yeah, we can work through all of that. If you just want to call the office, we can work through that and make sure that the correct owner is paying for that policy. You do have to sometimes be careful, as that is an employee benefit that would have to be accounted for. But if that's a private gift, we can set that up separately as well. But we want to make sure we do it right. But yes, it's possible.
It is possible. Okay, very good. So Dale, again, give Tristan a call over at his office, 231-533-6489. Yep.
The first step on any of this stuff is for, to go through the application process and get approved. That is the first step for the person that the policy will be on. And then once we're approved, we can figure out the funding mechanisms after that.
How you want to structure it. Got it. Okay, very good. Now, one other final thing I did want to mention or ask you, talk to you about, as we're getting ready for spring, you also have some really affordable, good motorcycle insurance. You just updated me and got me to save quite a bit of money on my motorcycle. Explain that real quick about why people should call you for motorcycle insurance.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. We're constantly looking at policies and making sure that you've got the best rate possible. Farm Bureau is a very conservative company, does not insure motorcycles themselves. However, I write with several other companies for motorcycle coverage. And, we're getting into bike season here pretty soon. We've seen a lot of them on the road. Maybe it's time to do a checkup. Make sure you've got the right coverages on there. Do you have the right accessory package? Have you chromed out, tricked out, and added things to your bike? Let's make sure that coverage is on there, and that if something happens to your motorcycle, that it's covered correctly.
Yeah. So my nice leather saddlebags I added on the back with the foot pedals for Miss Vicky, all that is considered added on accessories, and you got my coverage up to $3,000 on that.
Yeah, and we can go, I think we can go up to 10 or more on there for those, because everybody tricks out their bikes and customizes things differently. And so we can choose different levels based on what is necessary for each client. Love to help people do that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, if you would like Tristan's phone number, his website, just text me TC. And again, no, that's not Traverse City. That's Tristan Cole. And I will send you the screenshot of his phone number and his website, TristanCole.com. You can reach out to him, talk to him, ask your questions, and he'll take care of you. I guarantee it. Tristan, thank you so much, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
You too, sir. Bottom of the hour break of hour number three. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering